whimpering. Right there, you can do it. Nobody was more dedicated to the ego than I was. I was one of the world's most devote and devout atheists for many years. All right, so sometimes the way of the truth means going through disillusionment of vested interests and belief systems, and one has to be willing to sacrifice everything for the truth. Parts of your body may even disappear. Strange things may happen. There's another person who sacrificed a piece of his body, and we, four of us got together one time. Some kind of oath we took in some lifetime. Therefore, I recommend people not take oaths, you know. Or at least calibrate them before you take them. All right, so what we stumbled upon, the condition which prevailed, which came upon this entity standing before you, was catastrophic. Catastrophic. The degree of catastrophe was sort of like falling out of a 10-foot building. And when you hit the ground, it was something of that equivalence. That which is the absolute, the certain, the profound, the supreme, reveals itself in a stunning, overwhelming shock that leaves you silent for many years. The way to that state, then, is what we have on the board. We had on the board. It takes you through the various states, which we recapitulate. How many people here have never been to a lecture here? Or a lecture, any of my lectures. How many people have never read Power versus Force? Get their names and addresses. And get their fingerprints. All right. All right, so we won't spend too much time recapitulating, but every time we go over it, we see something new. The gravity of the ego is severe, and we see the reason for it. We can lessen its hold on us by merely understanding the evolution of the ego and how it arose. And so we recapitulate now each lecture. I found it's very useful. How to contextualize the ego so as to avoid getting polarized about it, so as to avoid seeing as good versus evil, the good versus the bad. So to transcend, that's a very difficult duality to transcend, see? Because the mind creates positionalities, and now you have a duality to transcend. And those traditionally are the dragons that stand and guard the gates of truth. Each one of them represents. So I tend to teach things backwards now. I start with the end and go to the front. And that saves a lot of time. So if we look at how the ego trance began, then when we get to that place of surrendering it, the ego already has diminished in stature. And so we see that all things come into manifestation as a consequence of potentiality becoming actuality. That action, then, by intention, the potentiality becomes an actuality because of the power of the infinite field. The field is so powerful that that which has potentiality as life then comes into actuality. Therefore, creation and evolution are one and the same thing. Evolution is nothing but the witnessing of potentiality coming into actuality. And we call that creation, which seems to the mind, to the ego, as sequential. The only sequence is one of observation. There's no sequence in the world as it is. So out of a huge galaxy,